Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy things
to talk about, you know what I'm saying, what that topic, y'all know what the topic means. You know what that topic means, right, brother?
I know exactly what that topic means. It means you want it all.
Want it all, exactly. Just because you ain't got it, don't be mad. I got it. I got my cake, and I'm going to eat it, too. You know what I'm saying? I want it all. I ain't taking no shorts. I ain't taking no handsies. I ain't taking no IOUs. None of that. Give me mine right now. Thank you. But also, it's real crazy because Diamond Spotlight did the pussy on Sunday. It was, like, real, real exciting. And above all else, it was so much talent in the building. Like, I'm going to be honest. Normally, it's, like, one or two, you know what I mean, people who were not, you know. It is what it is. But Sunday night, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody did their motherfucking thing. It was like a concert for real. Like, it was rocking until 2:30 in the morning, Dwayne. Like, 2:30.
That means people was having a good time.
We had a great, we was only there for a good time. Y'all hear the intro song. So, also, on top of that, we also had to show love to motherfucking ladies, my gaboo, motherfucking Money Mo, the motherfucking monster. She handled it. She was our last act, and she fucking flamed it. But I'm bringing it back this Sunday, and I'm actually going to do an open mic situation at Mill Creek where you can meet the executives from SP Entertainment Music Group, which will be a great look. I invite all artists to come out, bring you everything. Bring your EPK. Bring everything. Bring your CDs. Bring your T-shirts. Bring your A-game because we're going to do an open mic. You know what I mean? One hit a quitter. You do one song and you're done. Do your one song and you're done. And then we're going to wrap it up and then do a networking party where you can meet the executives. You can chill out. We all have some fun. I think it's a great idea. Can't wait to push it. And I also, tonight, it's ladies' night, so I'm showing love to the ladies. Shout out to a very, very special lady, Tiana. You know what I mean? She's going to be my guest for the night, so I definitely got everything wide open for her. Shout out to DJ, Circuit Breaker, Commission TV, I see you, Swag. Shout out to Tommy Starr. Shout out to Key Flames. You know what I mean? Definitely much love to everybody who's a part of Commission TV. Your young boys, your old heads. Shout out to the dance formers. Some guys is crazy. Tommy Stars, you probably know. As a matter of fact, speaking of Tommy Stars, I want to play some music from Tommy Stars called I Want to Have Sex, because that's how I feel right now. I want to have sex. I'm just different now. I feel like a change is going on. And normally how I feel is what I portray on Philly Shine. So I want my cake and I want to eat it too. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll probably get some sex later on once I get home. You know what I mean? Make it better. You better be in my fucking bed. I ain't playing with your motherfucking ass. I'm talking to you. I ain't fucking playing. I had drinks, too, so you already know. That's why I'm so laid back. Do I sound like I've been drinking, bro?
No, you sound perfectly like yourself.
Oh, because I'm always drunk. It's like, no, I'm not always drunk, guys. Because sometimes I miss the liquor store and it closes on me. And I'd be real sad outside, like, who the fuck closed this liquor store before I got here? But I want to shout out my boy Tommy Stars. I really fucks with Tommy Stars. Like, number one, because he's damn talented. You know what I'm saying? Number two, he fucking took off with my Philly Shine Radio, helped me start off my sex topics. Yes, Tommy fucking Stars was the fucking instigator for all the freak talk on Philly Shine. Because he had that song, Hair Kitty Kitty, you know what I'm saying? I think that was, the first topic was, what names have you ever had your stuff called? That was explosive, like, I got to tell you, explosive show. Shout out to Tommy Stars. Tommy Stars, starting it off. see, the slurs will give away my drunkenness, okay? But still good. I'm functioning. I know I ain't driving or nothing. The most motor skills I do is walking in 4-inch heels when I'm drunk, or 6-inch heels, depending on the day, or whatever. OMH. Get to South Street, guys. I just went shopping crazy. The Denim Bar is actually a store you can shop in and get a drink at. Good idea, right? So.
Good idea.
Great idea. 113 South Street, ladies. The clothes are so exclusive. $40 to $250. You know what I'm saying? $40 to $250. You get your little cute shit on. I got these extra super cute jeans. I forget who they was from, but they fucking cute. I wore them during my Sunday looking extra official. Triple X official. But speaking of Triple X, we're going to get into the first song. We're going to check in on you callers. But the first song is definitely my boy, Tommy Starrs, I Want to Have Sex. You got me, brother?
I got you. But you know what, though? I think tonight's topic is so hot. You got like a lot of callers waiting already.
You know what? Let's check in on the callers, and then we're going to get to I Want to Have Sex. Just because I want to have sex might not mean y'all want to have sex. Somebody wanted to talk about having your cake and eat it, too. So checking on the caller. Who we got? Who's the first caller?
We got
just
6,
the area
4,
code
3,
and the next three numbers.
300.
What is it?
646-300.
That's my boy, Vinny Showboat. Welcome back to Silly Shine. What's good?
Get on. What's good, man? How you feeling, man? You know I got the show out of fire, love.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you showing me mad love. You know, I appreciate the other stuff you did. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Little inside
yeah.
joke, y'all. Won't mention the name of that pussy-ass bitch who I want to slap the shit out of when I see
you. Yeah,
and
you heard? I'm hitting man for hire, you heard?
Oh. All right, we'll talk about that. Off air. But Vinny,
yeah.
Stick with us. Don't go nowhere. I want you to stick around for the show. You're definitely a great personality. And he's going to be my guest for my Thursday night show. Ooh, definitely
Whoa.
Hot. Who's the next caller we got, brother?
443-944.
E-more in the building. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, what's up, Honest This Pop?
Hey, what's good?
What's good with you?
Chillin'. Go ahead and shout out your website, your fucking Twitter and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Show all.
Everybody check out the Facebook. Leonard Pop Brown. Y'all know I got a fucked up name or whatever, but it's all good. Search me up, look me up, come find me on Twitter, Popstar 2001. Check out the Reverb Nation page /PopAKPsychotic. You know what I mean? Doing my thing. Mixtape coming.
Find him at Diamond Spotlight Showcase because he definitely came through and showed motherfucker love. I appreciated you. He chilled the whole night. I turned around like, he's still here. That meant so much to me. You don't even have to pay to get in next time. And I'm saying that live on the air to everybody else because this nigga was like the first person there and he was the last person to leave. Now, I'm trying to tell you guys, that meant so much to me. I really, 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 really appreciated it. You show love to all the artists. Out of Sunday, who killed it for you? Do you remember any names?
Who did what?
Who killed it on Sunday, in your opinion?
Who killed the performances? I'm going to have to say, there's a lot of dudes that was doing their thing, but I'm going to say the Swagged Out Boys. I fuck with them. I fuck with them heavy. Shorty Raw, my nigga Dunny, Big Face Dunny, definitely came in there. Shout out to him. There's a lot of niggas, but yeah, Swagged Out Boys, I'ma say Dunny.
Dunny,
yeah.
Dunny, I love
Dunny.
Dunny, But well, speaking of Daddy, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna play his story after I play Tommy's story. I wanna have sex. Chill with us, Pop, because we gonna definitely ask you the topic question, and you know what I mean, get it popping. We got Vinny Showboat on the line. Vinny was in the building too. I didn't even see you, Vinny. It was so crazy.
I was a smooth dude with the night suit on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I be in the cut. I be in the cut like alcohol, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we got any other calls before we get into this music, brother?
Yeah, we gonna take one more. 770-896.
What's good?
What's good, Hi, honest?
Welcome back to Philly Shine.
What's up?
Chilling. Drunk in my usual, you know.
Okay.
How you doing? Huh?
Working.
You have your cake and eat it too. Tonight's topic is, could you have your cake and eat it soon?
Well, I don't want no cake and I don't want to eat one. I ain't trying to get full of a lot of stuff.
One thing about Demel, I think Demel, if Demel was seated in front of a big ass piece of cake, he gonna be like, "I'm gonna get that Jordan honest." He is such a giving guy, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a good guy. You know what I mean? You measure a good guy by how well he treats people in light of everything, mistakes. We all human, you know what I mean? I want to shout you out, Demel. I fucks with you. You know when a bitch is drunk, they speak the extra truth. So this is extra truth for Demel. He's a good dude. I like these other bitch-ass dudes. Shout out to Game Hunter, too. You know what I mean? Game Hunter, I'm no longer saying fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Because we talk. You know, I don't fuck with all that beef and shit because I'm half crazy, and I smack a bitch. I can't have people around me I don't like, you know what I mean? But I definitely can have people around me who I want to have sex with. Ooh, so we're going to get into some music. Shout out my boy Tom Starrett. I'm going to have sex. Chill with his Pop, Psychotic. Chill with his Benny. Chill with his Demel. We're going to get into this topic a little bit more. You know, have me a cake and eat it too. Do you want it all or do you want to get it? That's all we want to talk about. You got me, brother?
I got you. I need to talk to you for a minute. I'm going to play something and I need to talk to you.
Tommy Stars, I want to have sex. All right. You got it?
Niggas that cross me, fall into can't hold me down, I'm holding my own, always. Stand up in this when it's time to perform. Staying clear from these branches, sick, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. I'm the type of class that'll stay up. I'm never missing a deadline. Fan 4, fan 2.5. I hustle to make this an easy grind. Ignore the pussy's wine. I always work, I just wanna get mine. Smoking mirrors help me walk a straight line. I'm left with free time, I pick my sweet time.
she sat on my lap and said I already ordered a few shots of gas. Feels like I already know this girl. Oh, this girl, looking at her like, oh, she's feral. All you gotta do is give me a chance to romance. You understand I'm a generous man. We can walk in the park at night and hold hands. I'm just trying to get to know you, no fans. I'ma say there's more in life than just hands. You can get to know the love of your life with one glance.
I walk up in the club and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dances, she dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm
hey, I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I'm here. Huh?
you hear what I said about you? I'll talk about you. Hello?
Yeah.
Now, in order to be called psychotic, like, what does that name mean?
Well, shit, man, it already started back when I was younger or whatever. Just some shit I was going through, and somebody, because I used to act crazy. I was real immature and shit. And a girl had asked me, was I psychotic or something or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck that mean? That mean crazy? She was like, yeah, it does. And then I started applying that to my music and shit that I had been through whatever in the past. I'm like, that shit sound hot. So in 2007, I became Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic. And the Pop is my like family name. That's what everybody call me. My family, friends, everybody call me Pop. But it's too cliche to just call myself Pop. So that's why it's a.k.a.
Okay.
It's too cliche.
Okay,
to
I like
that there.
So it's a real shit to be called psychotic. You gotta have a look that's like inconspicuous, and you pull that shit off. I swear, like you all nice and humble and shit, but when you get on stage, I see the psychoticness. So I'm gonna ask you: are you the type of guy that like to have your cake and eat it too? Are you the one at all type of guy? Like,
I mean, not really. I mean, I guess. I mean, everybody would like to be like that, but I guess sometimes you can't always win. You can't win it all. But sometimes, yeah. But generally, yeah. But if I can't, then it is what it is. Sometimes you just gotta get it. You gotta get in where you fit in. You gotta get it how you live. But generally, yeah. And I'm pretty sure everybody else feel the same way. No, I know everybody else will agree.
I think so too. I really think so too. But I know I'm a bitch. I would rather have my cake and eat it too, even though most times I don't get to.
Yeah.
Which is all right. You know what I mean? Like, most times you're like, man, I was going to eat that, and then the cake fall on the floor. No, I ain't eating no floor cake. Like, I ain't fucking touching that cake now. Y'all can have that shit.
Somebody else took a
fork full
of your cake, and you ain't.
I like a whole lot of cake.
Yeah, if a nigga sneeze on my cake, I ain't eat that shit either.
Oh man!
Don't fucking touch my cake. I'm about to eat that shit, like for real. But I'm about to take my ass and wind it down a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? I want to wind it down with some slow music, but not until I fucking talk to my boy, Vinny Showboat. Vinny Showboat, he says he's the next big thing. I fucks with it. That means he won it all. Is that accurate, Vinny? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I want icing and all that, man. I like strawberry shortcake. I like the fruit and all that. I like exotic cake.
I'm a cheesecake type dude.
Yo,
I'm gonna be real.
For real.
Listen,
I take nice little bites on my kid too.
I would forgive my cousin. Well, she's not my real cousin, cause her mom was a smut or whatever. But I could call her my cousin. I ain't cutting, but I don't really like the bitch right now. But if she make me a cake, I will forgive her. Swear to God, I would. This bitch used to make me.
Yo, just like solve all the
every
problems.
Every birthday.
What
I'm drunk. So. What'd you say? No, I had Patron
like
and sour mix.
I know. I'm trying to get like some rum cake.
I can make those. Yo, I used to make rum cakes all the time. When I was fatter, I used to be 230. Now I'm only 200 pounds and shit. I used to have fucking 60 inches of ass and everything. I would make rum cakes like once a week, huh?
You are?
I'm like 190, 200, something like that.
You don't even
I'm
look
happy.
Nothing
don't
like that.
Who said that, Pop?
Yeah, you don't look nothing like that.
You don't.
Pop,
I'm like, where is that?
200. Vinny, that's you? Yes.
Yeah, you must got a lot of junk in the trunk, man.
Man, no,
look,
you know,
muscle.
Wait a minute. Y'all know. Wait, wait, wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before y'all get all horny, Y'all know muscle weigh way more than fat. Muscle weigh way more than fat. So I will knock a bitch on her back, okay? I'm going to put that on my Facebook static. That shit rhymes. Muscle weigh way more than fat.
I will knock
I'm
a bitch
heavyweight.
On her back.
I knock a bitch on the back.
I see, man. You move pretty quick, too.
Yeah, it, on heels, right?
Yeah, on heels.
Wait a minute, Benny.
What?
You ain't even say hi to me Sunday, but I feel so
like
that. Was
man,
I that busy?
Yeah, man, I be like everybody do their thing, man. Like, I just let people know I'm out here, man. But I'm going to throw it on YouTube, too.
All the time, when people call in, I'm going to start with you, Vinny. But I need you to tell Philly Shine what's up with Diamond Spotlight Showcase. I need to tell you came and experienced it yourself. So tell everybody, no bullshit, keep it 100.
Keep it 100? From an artist standpoint, I want to be up on stage next time I go down there. And two, from like you know, sitting in the crowd, watching as a fan, it's real entertaining, you know what I'm saying? It's fun. That's why, you know, I really ain't wasn't trying to bother you. I was enjoying myself, you know, looking at the crowd, you know what I'm saying, falling back. It was real nice, man. It was something to do, man. Real entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It was a calm atmosphere. It was no drama. And, I mean, you could really enjoy the artists. Everybody was having fun, man. Everybody was just chilling.
Was the ladies out?
Yeah, it was out there. They always out there, man. But the ladies definitely in the building, man, looking all juicy.
This was a pop, like, yeah, they was.
Yeah.
Once they pop.
Yeah.
Pop. He was looking real juicy, pop. Too, man. He was looking like real Tropicana, like.
I'm juicy. You know, I'm like fresh squeeze. You know what I mean? Juicy big.
You know why I ain't saying nothing to you? You know, like the first day of school, like when you're like a ninth grader and you see like that tenth grader or like that senior, and she looking real good.
Freshman.
I was like,
you had some
freshman
nervousness.
Yeah, I was like, she might say no, and I want to go to the dance. She might tell me no.
I don't dance for I don't dance for niggas. I definitely don't do that shit. But
you can diddy bop, though.
Some real shit. Everybody in Diamond Spotlight, I go up to him. If I miss you, I hug you. Shout out to my boy Rich Ruger. He was in the building. I made sure I showed him some love. My boy Double D was in the building looking all official. Shout out to Red Face Philly. He was there. My Ray Boo, she was there. And Hemisy was there. Oh, my God. Everybody was there. I didn't even know Vinny was there. Vinny Showboat was there. It was crazy. But come out this Sunday. We doing open mic with executives, Mill Creek Tavern, 10-10-10. I like that date. Huh?
I might come down there Sunday, man.
I'm going.
Yo, Sunday.
I know I'm going.
Sunday, come on down Sunday. $10 to get in. It's one song, but we got the execs in the building, and definitely Claudette Ortiz is the sound artist. Now,
who coming
Entertainment down? Music Group.
From City High, right?
No, Claudette's not going to be there. No. Y'all got to wait for Claudette. I'm going to leak a picture of her tomorrow. She's definitely my artist. If y'all want to get anything with Claudette, shows, appearances, y'all want to give her some money, whatever, y'all call me, and I'll make sure she gets that shit. She is looking, wait a minute. She's looking phenomenal.
Let's take it.
We just had a crazy photo shoot with her on Sunday. Phenomenal.
I'm still mad about the Charlie Baltimore joint.
What about her? Why are you mad?
I was peeping. I'm not saying I'm literally mad. I'm saying, like, I was mad I couldn't make that shit because I was on YouTube peeping that shit out. I'm like, yo, they had fucking Charlie Baltimore in there. I'm like,
Charlie Baltimore was definitely at Mill Creek looking amazing, too. Yes.
Yeah.
Bro was down at Mill Creek.
The first chick to ever
run. We're going to have Claudette Ortiz coming soon. Y'all know she's a beautiful singer from City High. She definitely was the reason why we like the group. You know what I mean? I don't even know the names of the other guys.
One one of them was on Intervention. You see that?
Who cares? No, I wasn't. I didn't watch that shit. And we're not gonna even talk about it in my presence. Like,
I didn't watch that shit.
It wasn't her, so I really don't care. Like, but I tell you one thing. Claudette Ortiz is about to shit on everything, but it's going to be manure, and out of it is going to be beautiful, beautiful flowers. It's going to grow and blossom, and everybody going to want them in their house. You know, they're going to want them in your club. Everything. It's, yo, I'm being 100 million, kajillion, trillion, kafillion, fulfillion.
I'm keeping it a billion.
It ain't even a fucking number. Okay, that's how real this shit is. I'm making numbers up. Claudette Ortiz is about to shit on everything, but it's going to be cool because as she shit on you guys, I was going to grow some flowers, okay? I'm real serious. But we're going to show some love. We want to show some love to the ladies. We got any other callers, Dwayne, before we,
Yeah, we got a few more callers.
Yeah, I don't want to ignore the callers.
267-586.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267-586. Hello?
Y'all just going to put me out there like that. Hello?
We're not going to say your whole number, Mom.
Hello?
Nacho. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kia. I didn't want to put it on because I have my bad little 2-year-old in here making noise.
Oh, yeah, we here. I'm with you. You're just listening.
Well,
you could just.
Yeah, my 2-year-old making noise.
All right, you can listen. You don't have to say much or whatever. I got my shit on. I've been here a little bit. You ain't got to say much, Mom. We just talking about having our cake and eat it, too. Thank you so much for listening to Philly Shine Radio. Check out my brother's pics because he's sexy. All right.
Well,
Who's the next caller, brother?
270.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? 267-270. Hello.
Ooh. Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
yes?
Baby. It's Siobhan.
Siobhan. Hey. Hey, beautiful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Just, you know, breathing through, showing some love.
I appreciate this. I'm chilling. We're talking about the upcoming event this Sunday at Mill Creek. And we're also talking about, can you have your cake and eat it too? That's a nice topic. You know what I mean?
That's a hot topic.
I think it's
definitely
a hot
interesting.
It's just like, do you want it all or do you not want it all, basically?
Right.
I think, isn't that what have your cake, eat it too mean? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do you want it all or are you not? What about you, Siobhan? Are you a have your cake and eat it too kind of lady?
I'm like a fat kid that loves cake, baby.
Oh,
I'm like a fat kid that loves cake.
Ain't nothing wrong with cake. ain't a damn thing wrong with cake, as long as it's made
with the right ingredients, you know. As long as
she
it has.
She ain't eating no stinking cake. Okay, she not eating no cake that ain't got enough sugar. She ain't eating any cake that got too much sugar, okay?
Right. It's gotta be a well balanced cake.
But Siobhan, you gotta show off on Philly Shine. Not only do we have artists call in and you know what I mean, other people we network with call in and show love on a topic, we also need you to show love to your profession and what you're doing because we definitely network and work together here. So can you please professionally tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and your squad, how you do things. She got Organo Gold Coffee. Y'all heard me talk about it on the show.
Wow.
So that's the woman to get to.
Right,
and many
other things. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got my hands in, you know, a couple pots. The coffee venture is new. I just joined to start my own line of, you know, healthy beverages. The difference with our coffee, we call it healthy coffee. And it sounds kind of cliche, but at the same time, the coffee that you're drinking at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks is very acidic, very toxic. You know, it dehydrates the body. It's really bad for our health, but, you know, we love our Starbucks, our Wawa, things of that sort.
No, we know how much that shit is bullshit. We know that.
Right.
It's exactly. A lot of people who drink coffee and they're real sad about it because they know it's going to stunt their growth or make their dick not get hard or all types of kind of issues that coffee is.
I love Frappuccino drinks, and I ain't gonna never stop drinking the bitches.
It's an alternative. You might not
right.
Wait a minute. Siobhan is about to tell you the alternative, so please tell them all the alternative, honey. This
okay,
is a commercial.
Sure.
Fuck that.
We're gonna
take this as a commercial.
Okay. Well, OrganoGold coffee is infused with a Chinese herb, which is the number one Chinese herb. It's called Ganoderma lucidum. If you Google it, you're going to find over 4 million pages of third-party classified research done on this herb that has a lot of health benefits. It oxygenates the body. It raises your pH levels. So people that have, like, there's testimonials, people that have had been diagnosed with cancer that can't drink coffee because it's too acidic, and, you know, of course, the acidic part messes up, you know, the pH levels. They can now drink this healthy coffee, which tastes just as good as regular coffee, but you're getting the added benefit of the Ganoderma extract, and you can't taste it. I do like the coffee. It was good. It was like a fresh cup of coffee, but you're getting over 100 antioxidants in every cup.
Listen, yeah, like when I was working for the man, I hope to never have to work for that motherfucker again. I swear to God, like I'm working hard, okay? When I was working for the man as an accountant or whatever, I would see everybody. They would they lived for the coffee. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would drink it sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if I had a bad night. You know, come from Atlantic City 6 in the morning and come to work at 9. Y'all know those type of days or whatever.
Exactly.
So you drink the coffee and everything to keep you up. But after a while, I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm going to sleep because this coffee fucks you up. Like, it fucks your body up. It's so crazy. It's so sad. But then again, they give you Tylenol, and then Tylenol gives you strokes. That's why I don't take none of that shit.
Right.
But
right.
OrganoGold is definitely a great opportunity to have your coffee and eat it, too. So that's a way of having your cake
right.
and eat it, too, without some fucking issues.
And there's a lot of people that don't drink coffee, but they might like hot chocolate or tea. So the main thing is finding a way to get the herb in your body through, you know, the coffee and stuff like that. Because coffee is everybody drinks, just about everybody drinks coffee, you know. So, you know, that's the main thing, making sure that you get the herb. Because what the herb is going to do is it's going to offset what regular coffee would do to the body. It offsets all that stuff. So you get the mental clarity, but you don't get the crash.
What we want to know is how can we get this coffee? Like, how can we put some money in your pocket and put some goodness in our tummy?
Yeah, hit me up. My number, 267-270-0612. I have coffee in stock, so tea as well. If this doesn't appeal to you, there's also the Ganoderma supplement in pill form. So I have all those things on deck. You just got to hit me up.
Is that number just good for the coffee and all that? And, you know, just call for coffee, right?
Well, it's good for coffee, and it's also good.
He's trying to have his cake and eat it, too.
Don't choke trying to have your cake and eat.
Wait a minute. Listen. Tonight's topic of the show is such. Have our cake and eat it too. And Organigold is definitely an excellent, I fucking love it, metaphor for tonight's show because the coffee is delicious and you don't have to worry about those extra disgusting habits from regular coffee because it's sweet, you know what I mean?
But
Siobhan, chill with
us
for a minute. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead. I'll let you
add
it.
I just wanted to add that it also promotes weight loss. So,
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to go
get
some of that right here. Hold up.
Yeah.
I know people. That's multiple things.
Unfortunately,
it's not one thing.
I can't stop drinking it. And I don't need to lose any weight, but I love this damn coffee. So, got to take the bill with the bat.
Exactly. You know what? You need to come hang out with me because I ain't ass fat as shit, girl. Hold up. You see my big butt.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, oh, God.
Up for that.
Lord.
Calm down. But we going to play some music and shit. Checking on more callers. I got my girl on the line with me. Fun with her. Hottest fucking female rapper ever in the world. I can't say nothing else about her ass. I'm about to walk up in her apartment like, yo, bitch. Yo, bitch, I'm about to knock on your door right now. Buzz me in. I'm in your building. We're going to play some music. I just walked up in GB building. Y'all hear the echo?
Yeah,
we on the radio. Yeah, we on the radio station. We talking shit. We about to play some music real fast. I'ma go to my girl Last Diamond. You got me chopped. Everybody love that fucking song because it represents the ladies. It represents anybody. Don't get me chopped because you get chopped on. I know how I feel, you do. You got me, brother?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Last Donna. You got me chopped, boy. Fuck out of here.
I'm looking for you, huh?
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped. What? You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me. What? You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot. You got me shot, means you got me fucked up. Means you must got me confused if you think I'm gonna lose. I am not one of them dudes, I am not one of them chicks. I am that work, I am that deal, I am what's real, I am the shit. You got me shot if you think I'm gonna quit at this. I cannot be stopped, yes I am hot, I am the shit at this. Never before have you seen a chick that's so ridiculous. I'm dope girl fresh, I make the rest look insignificant. I gave y'all swag, I gave y'all style, I gave y'all stamina still. Ain't got no deal, fuck it, I'm snapping for the cameras. Yo, bitches got me chopped and y'all niggas got me too. If y'all think I ain't the best, then I don't care if I can rule. Y'all got me chopped,
that ain't her car.
Y'all got me chopped,
them ain't her
y'all got me chopped.
Broke through that spot like, what she think she a star?
Come on, rap bitches is wrong. How the fuck y'all in the game and y'all ain't even scoring? Y'all got me chopped,
you got me chopped, homie, you must got me chopped.
You got me chopped,
you got me chopped, bruh, you must got me.
You got me shot,
you got me shot, cuz you must got me shot.
What?
You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
You got me shot, homie, you must got me shot.
You got me shot,
you got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot.
You got me shot,
you got me shot, cuz you must got me shot.
What?
You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
You got me shot, think I just been on the block. Prime time, BET spitting on that rooftop. I done ripped the same mic as Jada kissing the lap. Rip the same stage as Jay-Z in a rock. So when I roll up in that hood, all the haters stop and stare. Down to shut them blocks like it's Barack Obama up in there. I be on that fly ship, P-H-I-O-O-I ship. So wait, don't go for body, get it popping like a mosh pit. You got me chopped, thinking I don't let a light go to the mall, get what I like. I don't care about price shine, with or without ice. But if I do throw on the ice, I fuck with like the solar system in the middle of the night. I'm good in any hood, blood in the crib, fly the west coast in blue and red, sick of shit. Respect it, cause in this city I bring it hard. I'm accepted in every hood like an access card. You got me shot, you got me shot, homie, you must got me shot. You got me shot, you got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot. You got me shot, you got me shot, cuz you must got me shot. Why? You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot. You got me shot, homie, you must got me shot. You got me shot, you got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot. You got me shot, you got me shot, cuz you must got me shot. What? You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
Yo, man, it's about to go down. Damn, I can't get you to tonight and shit on shit. Let me find out. Let me find out. It's about to be having my cake and eat it tonight. Eat it too.
Uh-oh, we must get that in good mood.
My girl GB gonna come through, and it's fucking females night, and you know what we gonna do? We're going to have an extra special cipher for y'all because I got some bars. I can freestyle. I freestyle.
Oh. Okay.
I freestyle all the time when I'm drunk. What? I can bust out a freestyle right now. Tell me something to rap about. I got y'all.
Rap about
that can of Dharma.
Rap about, what'd you say?
What's
your mom say?
Having the cake and eating it too.
Wait a minute, Siobhan said something that was a joke, because she giggled.
I said rap about that being a derma.
I can't rap about that shit. Anything else that you just said? I'd be like, what Siobhan said. Motherfuckers know that I might kill them dead. One more time, brother, please shout out everybody who we got on the line with us, because you've been keeping track more than me.
We got the lady that's been created the best coffee in the world. It also is a weight loss. So you get the combination of having a great taste while losing weight and maintaining your figure. We also got a couple of prominent rappers from the area. Fellas, speak up. Yay, yay.
Yeah, it's your boy Pop, aka Psychotic. I'm a new face on Shirley, man. It's easy to tell that I ain't from here. It's very easy to tell. Coming straight out of Salisbury, Maryland. Just trying to do my thing, man. You know what I mean? You catch me Twitter. You catch my Twitter, PopStar2001, my Reverb Nation page. That's the page I really be on, like, as far as music. Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic, with that. You know what I mean? And the MySpace, if you even bother to go on there. It's TrackKiller92. TrackKiller92. They got a mixtape coming out on the 12th called No Throwaways, the preview. And I'm dropping that, you know what I mean? So everybody look out for that in my Facebook to get the links and shit like that. There's Leonard Pop Brown or whatever. So come get me for the links on the 12th. On the 12th, 2 days after the showcase, after the Mill Crew, after the open mic, that joint going to be out. So I need everybody to fuck with that.
Everybody go to the link. Go check my man out.
We're going to check
Twitter.
Yeah, definitely check out Pop. He on his motherfucking grind. I fucked with him because he went hard on the YouTube. He went, Reverb, Facebook, everything. I appreciate him. My boy B. West, Kid Nice, MC Shy. Who else performed? Everybody. Face Down Records. Shout out to motherfucking Toxic Egyptian. Man, we got some music from Toxic. We going to play some music from Toxic too tonight.
We got a lot of calls that have been holding on for you. I mean, you got the topic pumping tonight. It's people calling in left and right.
Well, you know what? We're going to get into the other callers that we have on the show right now. Who's the next caller we got, Vinny? Brother Dwayne.
We got 334. 3-5-4.
Welcome, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing? That's me. That's me. I'm Maximum. I want to say what's up to everybody. If you're looking for promotions, radio, street promotions, club promotions, whatever you're looking for, we got you. Hot Girl Promotions is in the building.
Well, shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, so that we could definitely stay in touch with you.
Okay, my Twitter is Maximum, M-A-X-X-I-M-U-M. My Facebook will be up under Tamika Williams. All you guys need to hit me up for Hot Girl Promotions.
All right. Well, definitely stay in touch with us. I'll give you my number. I'm going to shout it out if I check in on these callers. So chill with us. Who's the next call we got, Dwayne?
267-255.
Is that my boy Tommy? Who that? Welcome, welcome to Philly Time. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Letting everybody know.
Oh! Shout out to GB in the building. We're just standing here. Shout out to the light bright. You know what I mean? Give me a hug. I already said it, and I called her out. I don't care if she's not ready. Ooh, your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you.
My girl GB and I are going to do some cypher shit and spit something. Fuck out of here. I need some old bars.
I'm with you.
But,
I'm with you.
Ooh.
I don't throw that shit away.
Liquor. I'm already. Let's go. Party time over here. I don't care where you at. Party over here. Who's the next caller we got, Dwayne? You can see him.
We got 267-232.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine.
Oh,
what's your name? Where you calling from?
The name is Philly Shine, the radio station.
What you need, a charger?
Yeah.
What's the caller?
267-232.
267-232. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Thank you. Yeah, she on the radio station there.
Hello. Okay. You can just listen 232. That's fine. Who's the next caller we got? I done broke my
770-896.
That's the Mel. You go open his line, big up. Who's the next caller?
No more calls for you.
What'd you say?
The rest of the calls on hold.
Okay, everybody on the
Everybody call.
646-929-0172. And we all gonna have some motherfucking fun on Philly Shine. Tonight's topic is could you have your cake and eat it too?
Oh shit.
I'm gonna ask you that, Danny. Danny, my new guest. I'm live in effect.
Hey.
We about to have a threesome. Hold up. Y'all don't even know what's going on over here. Don't be jealous.
Don't
have our cake.
The last four.
0172.
0172.
We talking about, can you have your cake and eat it too? Can you have your cake and eat it too, Danny?
Yeah.
Being a beautiful woman, tell everybody how you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. I'm on the phone with my boo, so but my, I would just say this, you can have your cake and eat it too. It's dangerous, but you can do it. You can pull it off.
Definitely if you got the balls to pull it off. Again, I will say sometimes you gotta do some covert missions and shit. You need some alibis.
646. Say it again
for 929-0172. Well, we gonna play a little snippet from me. You know what I mean? We're gonna play Honest Fire, yeah. We're gonna check it on the rest of the callers who calling in and shit. Like I said, it's ladies' night. So we chilling here with a bunch of ladies.
Now
what
we're
here
646-646, where's that area code?
What they do in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X-Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
This is cheating, nigga. On my way to Papa. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But 20 times cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Flame. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he's catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
Suck on that joint like it's a pacifier and shit. Like,
check out my picture on Facebook. Shall I?
She said she woke up for a second. But...
yeah, was a real shit. Who's the next caller we got, bro?
Next caller we got 610-803.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Denny Blunt, and I don't appreciate being on hold today.
Well, you're definitely off hold right now. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from where I'm at, but look.
I fucked with where you at. What you gonna say? I'm listening. We all listening. Let me tell you tonight's topic first. You know what I mean? Tonight's topic is, could you have your cake and eat it too? And how you go about that?
How do you go about it?
Yeah, how you go about having your cake. I have my cake, I eat it too, and then me, I'm the type of person, I take your cake, and I smush your cake
your boyfriend must not be doing something then if you gotta do that.
No. It's not all even about all this dick. And I'm not talking about dick. I don't worry about dick. Gossip or chair.
Either the dick ain't right or the paper ain't right. Which one is it?
No. I just want it all. That's the topic of the night. Having your cake and eat it too. The metaphor predicts. No. Having your cake and eat it too. The metaphor depicts. Are you the type of person that want it all? So how do you have it all?
That's what I mean.
I get it all. I want it all.
Your boyfriend know that's how you rock out.
I'm live on the air. This is Honest. My name is Honest Fire. How you doing?
I ask you this, that's how you rock out.
Everyone knows. I just said that shit live on my show. I'm about to play a song that's like my theme song and shit.
Yes, you got
how you doing? Great to meet you. I want it all. I want to know how do you get it all. So you lay some science because I really fucked with your whole delivery and everything. You know what I'm saying? Spit that shit. Let us all know. And I'm
cool.
Sorry for having you on hold. We won't leave real niggas on hold. This is the Honest Fire show. We got to have all that real shit on here.
I'm good on the cake and eating it too. I'm cool.
Cool.
That make me a sucker.
Somebody just threatened your ass.
I tried that shit.
What?
I tried that
shit.
I heard
you run shit.
What?
No, thank you. I'm joking.
Yo, bitch, you know about to get split.
I'm joking.
Yeah,
I'm so dopey.
Don't let him get under your skin.
No, I'm totally talking shit. When you see me, I'll buy you a drink or whatever your vice is. I fucking got you. But we thank you so much for supporting the show. You got any other advice you want to give these niggas being a real nigga to all my fans, all my people?
Stop frauding and wearing them tight ass clothes. My two biggest issues. One is stop fraud and two is wearing them tight ass clothes.
Yeah, I fucks with that. I love that. PSA, stop that shit. Unless you got a shape like me. But then again, not many do. But I fucks with that shit. You know what I mean? We talk about real shit tonight on the show. And also, I think you called in because I was talking about niggas that's, like, hustling and shit. I feel like if you're doing anything illegal, you definitely got to have your money to buy the law because the law is definitely for sale. You know what I mean? The law is for sale. Please have your $300,000 buried in the safe place.
Might not get
$300,000. Your lawyer or your huh?
Might not get $300,000.
Man, you need it.
A judge, right. The judge wants. How much you think a judge wants to let you off from arrest? Like, on some real shit. We're going to keep it 100. Like, how much you think the judge wants?
It depends on your case.
No, your case is the shit. The case is racketeering. What they try to charge niggas with? They want to give you 10 to 20. How much money you think you need? Like, for real.
It depends on your case. It depends on your lawyer, the case, what state, what DA, whole bunch of shit.
Minimum. Give us a minimum. I say 300 grand. That's how much I have if I was having, like, a prostitution ring or a big old drug ring or something.
I say a couple stacks. I'm saying they want, I'm saying they want, like, four,
like,
five.
You might spend more than that.
Yeah. You might spend more than, you might spend a cool million.
The average nigga ain't got that. And I don't give a fuck who you is. You can't pull a million out of nowhere.
Okay? Well, I'll tell you what. That's exactly why I won't be dealing drugs. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got time to be making a million just so that I can pay off some nut-ass DA judge motherfucker. So he don't fuck with my shit. Like, I really don't got it. Like, I've heard stories. I know niggas. I know niggas that died. Like, I know niggas. Like, on some real shit. My homie got away with murder. $500.
Know what advice
I'm
gonna
be 100. I'm gonna tell y'all a million bajillion. I'll never tell you his name, but I'll tell you the price that he got off of it. 500,000. Bought the judge. You know what I mean? The law is fucking bullshit. That's why I hate police. You know what I mean? Well, don't follow laws. You'll never see me in court. I don't care if I gotta sell every fucking thing I own. I will have a lawyer. Like, fuck the police.
And
that's how I treat them.
Ask the question.
Go ahead.
If you got caught, all you had left was a bail money. You bailed out. You ain't have money. Nobody fucking with you. You fuck for lawyer money.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
You caught your case and you bailed out. You had no more money left. What, nobody fucking with you? Did you fuck for lawyer money?
Listen, you fuck for lawyer money. I
wouldn't fuck for lawyer money. I kill a nigga for some lawyer money.
What you
gonna do? Some lawyer money. First of all, me, nice to meet you. My name is Honest Fire. My name is Honest Fire. I am the number one hustler in the world. I will sell water to a well. I feel like the oldest profession is buying and trading, and I got all types of talent. I will braid hair. I will babysit. I will make shit. I'm a fucking accountant. I will balance books. Ain't nobody catching me on my back for shit except for pleasure. I'm on my back for pleasure, period. Not a dollar. You lost your mind. Like,
you said your name was Honest.
I'm going to keep it 100.
You was going to keep it.
Huh?
You said your name was Honest Fire. I had to see how honest you was going to be.
I'm keeping it 100. Me being the woman that I am now, you know what I'm saying? Because first of all, if you want to mess with a man, he got to care about you enough to bail you out of your situation anyway. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, I'm good enough. I don't have to worry about that situation.
Right.
In the meantime, I'm still living and breathing, kicking and screaming. I don't have to do that shit. And I'm going to tell you, even GV, your motherfucking ass will sell a rat. Come on. This bitch going to start writing for niggas. She got all types of fucking talent. You better shit on this, like, for real. I got too much for sell to sell my pussy. I really do. It's everything. You can buy it all. I will take your shit, man.
You want to watch TV, boo. Watch a movie, boo. You want me to call you baby?
I don't need to tell that shit. I'm like, listen,
I call you a million and one baby. You pay me.
First of all, if I was ever broke, I feel sorry for niggas because I'm back for, we ain't even going to talk about that, but, you know what I'm talking about. y'all get the picture. we can't really talk about it. But definitely,
Thanks so much for calling. He kept it a beam. Shout out to you and all the people you know and shit. You got to be definitely a real nigga. Shout out for calling Philly Shine.
That's what's up.
We got to play some real music for him. You know what I mean?
Oh, he spit too.
Shout out your name. You rap?
Benny Blunt.
I know you.
Don't be fun.
You rap. Oh,
bitch.
I mean, he might even be my Facebook friend and shit. I definitely heard of you and shit. Please, like on Philly Shine, before we talk shit, we definitely show off. So where can a person check out your music and what you doing or whatever?
What am I doing?
I say, yeah, where can a person check out your music and what you're doing? Like we also show off the network on Philly Shine.
You can go to soundclick.com, Benny Blunt. You can go to sdbmusic.com, Benny Blunt. Go to Dope Tracks, Benny Blunt. You can go to Twitter, Benny Blunt. You can just Google me. You can just click Benny Blunt Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know. I think me and you Facebook friends or whatever.
What's your Facebook friend?
My name, Honest Fire.
I don't know. There's a lot of people on there. It might be.
Is it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I definitely heard of you. But chill, I got my girl GB in the building. We about to do some spittage. Go towards the end of the show. I'm definitely kicking a few bars out there, you know what I mean? Yeah, throw my shit down. We talking about having our cake and eat it too.
But don't eat too much.
We got callers all popping up in the queue.
We got callers all over the queue. All right, who's the next caller we got, Dwayne?
We got some people from B More calling up 443-965.
Welcome to Philly Shine. Who
that? What it is, man? It's Pone, man. A.K.A. Destiny's Pussy, man. Calling from Baltimore.
That's what's good. Definitely. Thanks for calling in, showing off with us. You know what I mean? Hold on. We're going to check in on the other callers we got to have so everybody get a chance to show off. Why can't I open this bottle? Yes. Who's the next caller, Dwayne? Because I'm over here doing something real strange.
Yeah, all the callers with you over there doing is real strange.
Listen, I was doing something real strange with the liquor. We don't even need to talk about that. Who's the next caller, though?
My man is going in now. He just called in from BMO.
All right.
Hey, shout out my man D Dub, man. That man, I'm calling Sean Philly Love.
That's what's up, yo. We having fun showing love tonight on the show. I got my fucking favorite in the building, GB. You know what I mean? I feel like it's nobody else who fuck with GB and Pound lyrically or whatever on fucking spitting. Nobody fucks with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I got to shout out Apex. Wait, I'm just talking about Philly, but I'm going to tell you on some real shit. Don't try to come battle my niggas, because my money is coming home with me, and so is your money.
I'm with that, though. My nigga's confident. Why remind me to eat this TV? All right, you can shout them out. Go ahead. Shout out to people. Shout out yourself.
Find out where we can find you online, Facebook, Twitter, such and such.
Shout out me, man, at Justo21, man. That man at Facebook.com, you feel me? I mean, shout out to E, Baltimore Rap, Less Than Tires Legend, man. That's what it is.
All right, that's what's up. Well, you got some bars for us? Like, come correct.
I ain't no rapper, though.
You ain't no rapper? Oh, all right.
Nah.
We got rappers in the building.
Huh?
You ain't got a rap. We got rappers.
We got rappers in the building.
rappers.
I like this color.
Yeah. Shout out to my man D Dub, man. Tell him I'ma come through, show him a little love, man. Real soon.
What's up? I appreciate that thing, homie. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We having some fun.
About control, female control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Probably tell you, bottle in my fist, going and down the fifth and get into a break, so I get to have all the fun. For the moment I wake, I'm getting my job done. Arrangements are making places for everyone. I don't have to flex these to show you I'm serious. My statement, period, my speech is imperious. I'll begin to steal when if you think I'm too curious. I know what I'm doing, mama said be mysterious. So what? I switch up hits, you get new. Ain't paid all that's due. Too much house of blue, I bounce back with two. This day could be my last, so I miss the moving on. And I study from my past. Pour out some liquor for that nigga, cause he's out of here. I'm dwelling in luxury, living life without a care. I pay for that right there, I'm on a roll. Just an individual, and I'm gaining control.
Cause I love me some polo. What's good, HD?
What's good?
Chillin', welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. How you doing?
You know, I'm straight, grinding. Got things working on. Another song for my demo. Had to call in, show some love. Then I heard something about a cypher and somebody supposed to be the best lyricist, and I wasn't included.
Listen. It's not even that it's going to be a cypher. We're going to bless you with GB sitting on Philly Shine because she's the hottest female rapper in the world. Killing, I'm going to be honest, she kills me, okay, everybody? Like, I'm not even on her level. Never been. I'm in my own lane. I do my own thing, you know what I'm talking about? But GB, as far as hottest fucking female rappers, she got it. And as far as males is concerned, my boy LBS. That's just how I feel. You want to change my mind, HD? You got 8 bars. And I'm counting. Go ahead.
So you going to get who? 8 bars?
8 bars. I'm counting. 8 bars. You if you want it.
Can't settle for less. Can't settle for less.
8 bars. Because that's a professional. I think a professional could get their point across in 8 bars.
Oh, no,
I know
can.
GB would probably give you 2, and y'all be like, damn. She write her doors 2 at a time.
I want to hear it, though. Like, I like
the story in 2 bars. Stop, wait. You thought I forgot.
She be a whole story of two bars. Stop playing. But give me eight. Give me
can
eight.
I hear her? Can I hear her?
You want to hear her?
Yeah, can I hear her?
I'm about
I like
to hear
new
her
females. I'd be like to see what tip they be on.
What? I'm about to say like, no. No, you first. You first because you spoke up. She is super super Felicia. You new guy. We just met.
New guy? Right.
Go
here
ahead.
We go. I know
you ain't scared. You come by with me.
Never scared. I'm ready. Look, I'm always ready. I said, give a nigga some power. Everybody is Obama. So even though you're on top, we're not digging your persona. Please create your own style. Stop biting like piranhas. You never get no chicken chasing pussy calling Roger. Roger that. I ain't looking for no Oscar, but can use some rapping money. And I'll probably buy a chopper. Perfecting protection, because I am now a father. Stay in your place without my face, because I will smack a toddler. Little boys, I'm talking like Taco, Kanye, Jay-Z. Get it, I'm a monster. My baby mama don't ever give me drama. So once I get that money, she gon' see it with a comma. Comma, I don't need to quote a lyric. You ain't stopping.
I wasn't supposed to stop it. I told you eight. You gave me 14. I think that was 14. I counted 14. That was 14. Wasn't that 14? You ain't do the whole 16. That was 14. Give me the last two. Stop playing. Stop fucking playing with me, HD. I know you got two more bars. Drop them. Stop playing.
I don't think it's too much. I think it's like four. So I'm not going to do it because you only told me two.
All right, well, I was off. I've been drinking. I know it was more than eight, though. As a matter of fact, you can't even hear GB next. That was 14. You got to hear me next, and I'm drunk.
You gotta
go through me, motherfucker. And this how I talk to niggas. I ain't even gonna do no exclusive shit. This how I talk to niggas. I be going to them like, yo, I turn your big pants to a thong if I ever put them on. And I keep pets like Tarzan, Freddy, and King Kong. I suggest that we all just get along and get back to sipping on Patron, because it ain't going real simple. Give out a monthly issue and weekly updates, because I'm daily with my gristle. And I show off with the masses, dropping any names. And I'm going to kick his ball because I don't want to play games. I run them in high heels, strutting on a catwalk. Cute business look, so I don't accept back talk. You wanted what and you got more than you've been missing. I'm the bestest, and I got hip-hop reminiscing, made moves in my head, calculations. While y'all are confused, I counted fluctuations, subtract the ones who hating, replace all your misplacing, and I started tripping bitches because they thought that we was racing. I'm drunk as shit.
Ooh,
I started, that's my favorite quote and shit now. That should be your favorite quote. I started tripping bitches because they thought that we was racing. Fucking trending topic that shit because bitches be tripping. So you gotta fucking put your leg out to make it official. Fall in your face, hoe.
Yeah,
well, we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna check in on some more callers. HD in the building. GB ain't ready yet. I'm sorry. Wait, I said I ain't ready yet for GB. Oh, shit. I'm about to take a shit first. Because she about to drop some shit, y'all. My stomach gotta be ready. This girl going. It's 2010. It's about to be over. Felicia, all right, I would like to say officially, fuck that nigga. I had some crazy shit this year. People think that, you know, you out and ladies, you don't have to kiss nobody's ass. If a man wants to be mean to you, you know what I mean, certain situations, or if a man wants to stifle you, what you do is pull his skirt up and show the world his pussy, because we're controlling this, so let's keep fucking going. Like, fuck out of here if you in the way. I've been through some shit. I ain't going to say his name. I'm done. The internet beef is over for me, but because I'm shining like a lamp. Watch.
You know
who
we
is. You know what it is. Brother, listen, brother. It's cool. See, you got all these people upset. You nut-ass nigga. But we ain't going to say your name. But we're going to check in on some other callers, get into some music. GB, I ain't ready yet. We ready in after this next song. After this next song.
All right.
After this next song, GB about to go in. And I'm going to play some real shit for my girl, GB. We got my boy Street Lotto all the way from ATL, grown man. Because we got to have a little powwow because I got to get ready because I'm going to scream and shit. I can't mute the phone if I'm sitting right next to her and shit, right, y'all? So
right.
I got to get myself together. GB, I'll never forget when we were at Florida. She's like, yo, man, you too loud.
Yes. She's like, so many people in here. How you the loudest one over the whole club?
She's like, you loud as shit. We can't even hear me.
She be in the middle of the floor.
You can't even hear me.
On the camera, and then we go to play it back and look at it.
Oh, you hear me?
But you hear her and shit. Randy,
yo, I swear to God, I've got my little mama complex controlled now. It's control. Because I swear to God, I only little mama like three people Sunday. Three people got it Sunday, and I just stepped to the bang of the stage. It was a little bit, because I jumped on stage.
Mama got on stage.
And just jumped, yeah. I just wanted
to cheese. It was like.
But it was some real shit. I'd be jumping on the stage with people, but I've gotten some control. We're going to play some music for my boy. Street Lotto. It's called Grown Man. You got me, brother. We gonna check it on and call it. We having our cake and eat it too.
Grown man.
Street Lotto.
Polo.
Oh no. Yeah, let's say that. That would be better.
Dre,
I love me some Polo. I fuck.
Dre was good. Dre.
Featuring Dre Stack. Of course. Shout out to Dre Stack. Here we go.
You like it when I'm rockin' haters, man, cause they can't hop it back. Full of that low shit whenever I go shopping at Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm feeling real lucky in that shirt or in that rugby. It don't even matter cause all the girls still love me that Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
You like it when I'm rockin' haters, man, cause they can't hop it back. Full of that low shit whenever I go shopping.
Is unlimited. Damn, I be on point, the best whenever I am pivoting. I be horsing like the ball game, killing shit. Looking at you, hate my style. You brothers be sensitive. A model in that Ralph Lauren. You can tell me apart from them. Yeah, I be throwing up on that green wear and polo ball. Trucker hat, cardigan. Baby, you have met a boss. I'm harder than a fifth grader. My sweater is soft. Ha, they so soft. Try and get on. Low wardrobe. No Carlton, no sitcom. If I was you, bro, I would sit calm. Cause of her style, I'm on her mouth. No lip balm.
You like it when I'm rocking haters, man, cause they can't hop it back. Full of that low shit whenever I go shopping at Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm feeling real lucky in that shirt or in that rugby. It don't even matter cause all the girls still love me that Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
Raise your hands in the air if you really
Hey, fellas, I love me some Polo. Shout out to HD and my boy, Dre Stacks. Heard that song first on my boy, Bigger Cheese Show, when I had to check that nut-ass nigga. HD, you was on the line when I checked that nut-ass nigga?
You on the line?
Hmm?
Yeah, I said, yeah, I was on the line. I was tripping.
He a fucking bitch. He deleted my whole Facebook fan page just because I didn't want to work with his bitch ass no more. Bitch ass nigga. Then he wanna claim, listen, some dude claimed that I was pressed to have sex with him. I don't even know a bitch that's pressed to have sex with any guy that can't get pussy. I don't think it's a girl out here that can't get dick. Is it a bitch that can't get dick?
That's crazy
I finally heard female say that.
I said it's crazy that finally heard female say that, because shorties be like, hey. And niggas be trying to fuck them like it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, like some bitches, well, I mean, I say, yeah, you might be like real disgusting, but I know I ain't the fuck. What? Dick? Never in my life ever. You know what I mean? Like, my ass is like a billion inches big. You better leave me alone. Like, I would never have to worry about it. And then the pussy tried to say it. And then everybody played him. It was so funny. Then they played his music. As a matter of fact, I'm about to play one of his songs. Like, no, I'm not.
That's crazy.
Did you listen to when they played his song? Yeah, I'm cracking the fuck up. I can't control myself right now. Because his song's so whack. And then what was crazy is we had a whole beef on my homie's show and shit. He trying to talk about how hot he was. They played the song and they didn't even let it get to the end of it. It was like, we just can't even do this shit.
What happened to Joy? Then Greg called that, right?
Yo, man, what's the real shit? No, I don't even know. We got any other callers that's not open before we shut the show down? Because DB about to spit her shit and shut the show down.
I'm trying to hit her.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hit
bars.
Bars.
So we waiting on DB. That's all we waiting on to spit her bar.
Oh, DB, we waiting on you, DB.
We waiting for the grand finale.
We waiting for them bars, GB. We about to get them. Y'all just got to wait momentarily. She about to come outside and kick her bars because GB is the hottest artist I know. Like, as far as females is concerned, like, she do it fucking crazy. I'm just going to give her, like, an introduction. And I'm going to be 100. Even when I didn't like GB, I still loved her music. That's how good her music is. Like, you can't hate on this shit. Nobody. Like, I don't care if you don't even never heard hip-hop in your life. Like, the bitch wordplay on point, the bitch voice on point, everything. And she got the most beautifulest daughter in the world. But then he got nothing to her bars, but that's just some natural shit. Her bar is natural too, but want some real shit. This my girl. I'll do a thing. They ready. And they think it's, you don't think it's a hype. My name is Honest. Don't think it's hype.
You.
Yeah,
yeah, what's the deal, Philly Shine? It's GD.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, what'd you say? Oh, I heard somebody say something. I was waiting for you to say it again.
Caller, what you say? You had something to say?
Grand finale, though. What's up,
Limbaugh? Oh, yeah, all right. I'm making sure you're listening and you tuned in. All right, yo. Look, off
hoodied up, got rock, who want it, could get 11 for a buck. And niggas can get it, I toss 11 better duck. Four might miss, but that is 7 in your gut. Had 16 rounds in the clip with the 5 alone. Gave a pound to his bitch. Yeah, look, never not done. With the beef, play the cut, then I ride when it comes. I promise this one, you were just half a threat. I slay bitches from sun up to sun check. I'm nice on the hands, and if a nigga got a problem, then I'm knifing the man. Scram, take that and run, get who you want to get. Burn her under the seat and heat up in the trunk of it. Yeah, that's just a little bit for you. And if you need more, then I got it.
What you got? You don't understand that wordplay. I'm fucking right. Okay. For those who didn't understand, I will get a dictionary. It's called Rural Dictionary. And explanations. See, y'all niggas didn't get it. Damn. 2010. 10-10, come down Mill Creek is going down.
Yeah.
GB says she in the building. Shout out to my boy, Cassine Green, doing your motherfucking thing. Thanks for saying this. A nice show. You know what I mean? Big up. Just got the text in. Everybody listening, I appreciate everybody tuning in.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the callers. Siobhan, she got that good coffee. Won't make your dick small, you know what I mean? Won't stunt your brain coffee. They say coffee do a lot of shit to you. Stop drinking that shit. Yeah. That shit bad. Cocaine or something in it.
Liquid crack, that's what they call it.
Mm. Well, some real shit. Shout out to everybody calling. Shout out to my brother, Hold Me Down. GB, Spinner Bar, HD calling in. Pop. Psychotic, Vinny Blanco. Vinny Showboat.
No,
sorry. My memory's fucked up. Sorry. We having fun. We're going to shut the show down. I got to show off to my boy, Gillionaire Cino. Definitely Fresh Boy Cino. Do nothing but one thing. We were going to his track, Let Go. Because this was just like a real show tonight. Let me see later. This was a real show tonight. We showed love. I was drinking. I kept it a bean. GB gave y'all some real shit. I didn't catch that shit. I don't know who you are. Whatever. But Gillian Ancino, we will play Let Go. Shout out to everybody calling. Call in tomorrow night for my ladies' night if y'all want to get cussed out or benched. Like.
Hey, it's all fun. It's all fun and games, so I'm with it.
All right, well, that's what's up. Well, yeah, definitely. HD, shout out to Twitter and Facebook so we can be able to check you out because we definitely network and show off on Philly Shine. All right, well, HD left. I've seen just play that joint, Gillian and Cino, Let Go. That's all the people have to let go. I do that shit all the time, liquidation. Fuck out of here. You got me?
Street fame.
I hunt for, love war. I let the can off to the man's car.
homicide coming, chasing them like a can draw. Everything hands on, can't take my hands off. Ain't a damn bra still trying to take my pants off. She said a baby father got a little Lady Gaga, and she wanna see what I got, so I put her in my time slot. Just cause it's midnight love, you get no midnight love. They dimes in the day, but midnight doves, huh? Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go. Dumb dumb, blow out the back of your head like tum tum. Blood tongue, stomach tongue, that you got that gun from. You nobody, somebody kill you, I'll make you someone. Someone that used to just rough ride like young one. I'm getting thumbs up from all these songs and I'm flattered, cause I don't even work hard as a rapper. I just fuck up and gather, my mom said it's like talking to Casper. Spaced out so high, I could partner with NASA. After my first G makes it kinda all sink then. I'm the best writer since Inkpens, I believe it. You're the best writer, Lakeith Prince, you can see it. Got rappers scared to put me on features, what's the reason? I'm just teasing, I lead the lead, meaning to squeeze the leaders, we test out. Somebody throw trigger beat. I'm Joe Rogan, I could give you anything to eat. Hollows or pumpkins, it really ain't a thing to me. Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.